And we're going to be thinking more about this in the shows to come. We are here to add to the joy, the beauty, and the peace of the world. But we are choking on self-betrayal, the shadow state. Our feet are twisted in the knots of it, a chain carefully woven by power, because it knows its existence depends on it. The shadow state, the global shadow state, is the coerced work system. Why did it take me so long to see this? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm really slow. They had to beat me over the head with it. I only just got it real clear and sharp. The global shadow state is the coerced work system because we have been trained to obey authority. Control the top spots, you control the hierarchy, then dupe the lot with the ruse democracy, the ideology of better than, of citizen, barbarian. We can see this now clearly. Thanks to the scholars, I mean, once it all marinates and churns about a bit, takes some longer than others. I'm sure most of you guys were already there. Took me longer. Thanks to the scholars we cite often here, Karl Popper, Alice Miller, Martin Bernal, John Boswell, Alfred O. Hirschman, and Emanuel Wallerstein, as well as Karl Marx, for his exposure of the reinvention in the consolidation of the modern, quote-unquote, centralized structure of the global state, of the class age-old tactic of infiltration, in his analysis of the Society of December 10, in his 18th Brumaire. Thanks to them, and many, many others, obviously, we can see that the facade is not the reality. The false friends who spread hatred and division, all of them, regardless of place, in the hierarchical global class system, is the state. Under the system of hire by power, and that whatever the formal terms of our occupied spot, whether in government or conscious or not, until we renounce it, we are all conscripted members of the shadow state, coerced work system. Is this clear? Can we see that while the top spots needed to control government operations are gained by infiltration through the insertion of loyalists who serve the global state statesmen, the global shadow state encompasses more than just them and the legions controlled by them who are in government, but also their counterparts in the private sector. A UPS driver who obeys and places his truck in a given location and turns on his hazard lights to assist in the clandestine tracking of someone is part of the shadow state. Likewise, the Uber and the private ambulance drivers, etc., etc. It is the coerced work system that forces our bodies into compliance, forces them to be subject to control. And it is the global shadow state that commandeers them. The visible government is but facade.